The Men's Suit, an Introduction. The men's suit is without question the most universal and steadfast appropriate item in a gentleman's wardrobe. There are few occasions at which a man in a quality suit is going to be out of place, particularly if the wearer has a firm grasp of fashion and an established personal style. The path to elegant style begins with the suit, the cornerstone of men's fashion. And gentlemen, I have been around the world, over 50 countries, and in every single one, I can tell you that a suit worn properly of a dark fabric would fit into any of the situations in which a gentleman would be called to attend. I don't care if you're in the United Arab Emirates, if you're in South Africa, if you're in Egypt, if you're in Japan, you're going to find that the suit is universally accepted as an item that you can fall to, and you'll look great, and you'll always show respect to your host. In addition, another great thing about the suit is it transcends time. So go back and look at some of the older pictures of gentlemen like Douglas Fairbanks Sr., Douglas Fairbanks Jr., Cary Grant, the Duke of Windsor. All of these guys, pictures of them, look at them 70 years ago. You could take them out of that picture, and they would look great in 2012. The first rule, though, when wearing a suit, is you need to be confident in that suit. So you need to have worn it before. It needs to be tailored to fit your body, and you need to feel good about that suit. You don't want to, oftentimes I hear of when a gentleman needs a suit, he goes out and buys one and he wears it for the first time to the event. That should not be the case. Think of it like the young Italian man who goes to get his first custom suit. The tailor will tell him, once he makes the suit and he tries it on, to not take it off for 2 days. He must sleep in the suit. He must wear it everywhere he goes. Because after 48 hours, that young man owns the suit. He really knows how it should fit and feel on his body. Suit jacket cut. Men's suit jackets are defined by many things. The fabric from which they're made, including the color and the weight, the style or cut of the suit, the details or trimming applied, the degree of customization to its wearer, etc. All of these, cut is the most important, because a poorly cut suit is never going to look right on the wearer, regardless of the quality or the detailing. The cut is the product of two elements, the overall silhouette and the particular proportions of the man who will be wearing it. So let me hit on that again. What is the suit cut? It's the silhouette and it's the proportions of the way the fabric lays on the body. So a good tailor will cut a suit to flatter the wearer's best features and diminish any flaws, which is perhaps one of the best arguments for having one custom made. But I know not everyone is going to be able to get a custom made suit. So lucky for most men is you can walk into a store and you could try on a variety of suits, and you will find that, yes, there's a wide variety of cuts, and you'll want to find the one that looks best on your body. So let's talk quickly about three extreme type of cuts. You rarely see these anymore in terms of one suit is not particularly an English cut, one is not particularly an Italian cut, and the American sack suit has, even at Brooks Brothers, where it originated, has pretty much disappeared. But the idea is that if you understand these three cuts, you can find a suit that is close to being about what you probably need for your body. Now let's start with the American sack suit. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's like a sack fitting on the body. It was made to be, you know, to, in a sense, cover up a, it was made to fit a lot of different men. That's the whole thing with the sack suit. It was originated by Brooks Brothers. Although the original sack suit was a little bit closer form fitting than a lot of the sack suits, or I call them sack suits, the more square suits that you find off the rack nowadays. It was made with softer shoulders, around three buttons. And this was a suit coming off the rack, made to fit as many men as possible. Now, let's talk about the Italian cut. The Italian cut was the exact opposite. It was made to fit one body in particular, very close fitting around the torso. The shoulders were square, so we didn't have the soft shoulders. We had square shoulders. And it just had a very tapered waist. There was a lot of waist suppression, and it was a very structured overall body. Although the chest was pretty soft because it was made also to fit a slightly smaller man. Now let's look at the English cut. This is one in which, yes, the shoulders were structured, the chest was structured, but we didn't have as much waist suppression, and it wasn't as tight as the Italian cut, but it wasn't nearly as loose as the American cut. It was double vented, oftentimes two button, and in general, if you can get an idea, those were the three types of cuts. Nowadays, you'll find an Italian tailor in London who's going to be making American sack style suits. So it's very rare that you travel to a country and you find only that particular type. And in fact, the United States, you're going to find a number of Italian tailors here making the Italian style, English tailors making the English style here in the United States. And so it's a bit antiquated, I would say, those three types, but it gives you an idea of types of suit that are out there that can fit different body types. Suit fabric. So after cut and customization, fabric is the next consideration. While the difference in quality between an off-the-rack and bespoke suit is imminently obvious, both can appear quite stylish. That is not the case with poor quality fabric. So if you have a suit made from poor quality fabric, it doesn't matter what you do. At the end of the day, it is not going to be able to measure up to a suit made from a superior fabric. So you can, and don't let this hold you back. A first suit for a young man who's just starting off, he gets a lot of leeway. So if he ends up buying a suit and it's, let's say, 50% polyester, 50% wool, or some other combination like that, it's going to be okay. He can go down that route, but as soon as you can afford it, a man needs to upgrade the fabric of the suits he wears. And there are many reasons. The first is the drape and the way the suit is just going to hang on the body and look. Higher quality fabrics are going to avoid the sheen. And you also need to be careful when you take them to the dry cleaners. You don't want to take them too often and start getting a bit of a shine in the fabric. But basically, the higher quality fabric is going to look better, it's going to hang better, it's going to feel better, it's going to be more breathable. Polyester is one of the things, the polyesters were developed in a sense to fill the void because wool is a luxury fabric. There was a limited amount of wool, especially the higher ends, and it does have certain properties which you have to treat it like a luxury fabric. Polyester, on the other hand, you could throw into the washing machine if it wasn't for the structure of the jacket, and you would find that it's going to be perfectly fine. But polyester has its downfall, is it doesn't have nearly the same properties of heat retention, of being able to absorb moisture and then push it out, which wool naturally has. Another thing is that polyester is always going to give off a bit more of a shine, and it's also much more susceptible to heat, and once it's damaged, it will never come back. Wool, about the same thing. You want to be careful about damaging wool, but it can bounce back from a bit of heat versus polyester is just going to melt. Suit trimmings. Perhaps the final indicator of quality is the suit trimmings, the selection of its details. Options include pocket styles, lining, button materials, and the addition of subtle signals of the suit's quality, such as a ticket pocket and functional sleeve buttons. I'm not going to get too deep into trimmings. We're going to reserve that for the next section in which we get deeper into the suit.